From WILL's Illinois Newsroom, this is 217 Today. I'm Dana Cronin, in for Brian Moline. It's Friday, January 22nd. Coming up, we'll hear about the challenges of getting COVID-19 testing to certain vulnerable essential workers. But first, these headlines. Yesterday, the Champaign-Urbana Public Health District announced they're opening up vaccination clinics to residents 65 years or older. Previously, only residents 75 and older, or 65 and older with underlying conditions, were eligible. Registration for the vaccine can be found on the county health website, and appointments begin this coming Tuesday. Champaign health officials also announced 73 new COVID-19 cases yesterday and 2 additional deaths. A total of 104 county residents have died of the virus since the start of the pandemic. So far, about 7% of the county's vaccine-eligible population has received one dose, and about 1% has been fully vaccinated. The Illinois Department of Public Health announced yesterday that Region 6, which includes Champaign County, is moving to Phase 4 due to its lowering positivity rate and sufficient ICU capacity. The change means increased capacity limits for indoor dining and social gatherings, which can now be up to 50 people. Businesses deemed non-essential can also reopen with proper health protocols in place. The state health department also announced nearly 5,000 additional COVID-19 cases and more than 100 deaths. The state's 7-day case positivity rate is 5.4%. University of Illinois tuition will be unchanged in the fall for incoming students. U of I trustees voted yesterday to freeze tuition for in-state freshmen and out-of-state undergraduates coming to the school's 3 campuses. U of I President Tim Killeen noted that the university has raised tuition for incoming freshmen only once in the last 7 years. And he told trustees that the impact will go further, since state law locks in freshman tuition rates for 4 years.
In-state freshmen who join us next fall, with your agreement and approval, will pay just slightly more for their senior year in 2024 than an in-state freshman did in 2015, nearly a decade earlier.
In Champaign-Urbana, the difference in tuition since 2015 is $218. However, trustees voted to increase rates for student housing and fees. In Illinois, essential workers and seniors over 65 are eligible for coronavirus vaccines beginning on Monday in vaccine distribution phase 1B, although some county health departments have already been giving shots to these groups. But as Hannah Meisel reports, actually getting an appointment for a vaccination has been challenging, especially for seniors.
Phase 1B officially begins Monday in Illinois. Those eligible for COVID shots in the second phase of vaccine rollout include essential workers like teachers, first responders, and grocery store workers. But it also includes all seniors over 65. Bob Gallo with AARP Illinois says he's worried about both vaccine availability and hurdles seniors will have to jump through, like making vaccination appointments online, especially if they're not computer literate or don't have internet access.
It would make complete sense to have a single point of entry call center in addition to websites where individuals can get the information they need, make the appointment when vaccines are available, and know where it's going to be and how to get there.
Vaccine rollout for this next phase has been facilitated by a patchwork of different county health departments, employers, healthcare providers, and pharmacies. Gallo says the state needs to do more to stem confusion. I'm Hannah Meisel.
University of Illinois professor Jonathan Koppus wrapped up his work this week helping the Biden transition team. Koppus was tapped by Biden's team to help transition the U.S. Department of Agriculture from the Trump administration to the new Biden-Harris administration. Koppus previously served as the administrator of the Farm Service Agency, a branch of the USDA, under the Obama administration. He says one of the goals of the transition team was to assemble a diverse group of federal government officials.
I think that's something that nominated to be Secretary Vilsack, and I think up and down the political leadership, those are the goals, to ensure that it's the people's department and that it not only represents the people of this country, but reflects them, looks like them as well.
Koppus says his work on the transition team mostly consisted of reviewing budgets, hiring, and other basic operational issues. He's an assistant professor within the U of I's Ag Department. He specializes in agricultural law and policy, natural resource conservation, and biofuels. Still to come, we'll hear about the barriers many farm workers face to accessing COVID-19 testing and the implications for vaccine rollout. That's next on 217 Today.
Students on the University of Illinois campus and across the country are calling for the abolition of campus police, often feeling more threatened than protected.
They have like the cops there to just make me know that even though I go here and this is my school, it's not my place.
I'm Lee Gaines. Join me as we take a deeper dive starting Monday on Morning Edition WILL AM 580 and FM 90.9 or online at illinoisnewsroom.org.
This is 217 Today. I'm Dana Cronin. The rollout of the coronavirus vaccine provides hope that the end of the pandemic is near. But it's not over yet, and in some parts of the country, access to COVID-19 testing is still a problem. Illinois Newsroom's Christine Herman looked at efforts to address this issue for agricultural workers in a central Illinois town.
For more than a decade, 35-year-old Sarai has been a farm worker. She spends much of the summer and fall cultivating corn and soybeans in the fields of central Illinois. She asked we not use her last name since she's undocumented.
Ser un trabajador agrícola es lo más bonito.
Sarai says being a farm worker is the most beautiful thing. She hasn't been in the fields lately since she's been focused on getting three kids through virtual schooling. But she says the past year has been devastating to many agricultural workers who've been struck by the virus. Last fall, Sarai decided to get a coronavirus test when she thought she might have been exposed. But the nearest COVID-19 testing site is 15 miles away, with no public transportation available. And she doesn't own a car.
Como yo de mi parte yo ese día tuve que pedir un carro para poder ir a hacerme el test.
Sarai says she borrowed a car from a friend and got her test, which was negative. But she thinks the transportation issue probably prevents others in her town from getting a COVID test when they need one. Early on in the pandemic, University of Illinois anthropologist Gilberto Rosas was struck by how easy it was for him, a work-from-home professor, to get tested, compared to people working nearby on farms and at meat plants, which had big outbreaks.
We walk down two flights of stairs, go out the back door, and we can get testing. Whereas these people who are at the forefront, who work in the fields, who work in the plants, they lack that kind of access.
Rosas and his colleagues set out to study what was causing the virus to spread among ag workers. They quickly realized something needed to be done to address this issue of testing access.
We are doctors, but we are not MDs. We are not MDs, we are not nurses. And recognizing what we lacked, we began looking for community partners.
They teamed up with local clinics and began hosting pop-up COVID testing sites in the central Illinois town of Rantoul. They advertised the events in English and Spanish and have tried to use their long-standing community connections to bolster turnout. On a recent Monday afternoon, Rosas stood in a parking lot in the freezing cold, wearing head-to-toe protective gear, alongside clinic staff who screened people arriving for testing.
¿Y él tiene síntomas?
No sé si es síntoma de eso, pero...
They've been frustrated by low turnout at many testing events. At some, barely more than a dozen people showed up. That could be for a number of reasons, including fear of a positive result. Missing out on 2 weeks of work could be financially devastating, says Diana Tellefson-Torres, who leads the United Farm Workers Foundation based in California.
We're talking about low-wage workers. Every penny counts.
She says in the U.S., there's just not a good safety net for many of these workers.
When you have to worry about putting food on your own table for your family, sometimes that is the focus because there isn't another option.
There's also mistrust and fear, especially among undocumented workers who prefer to fly under the radar. So building trust is critically important, she says, not just to get people to show up for testing, but also for the vaccine. Torres says she's heard from farm workers who are eager to get it, but others have reservations.
One of the big challenges is also like, what is this vaccine? What does it contain? Or what are you putting in my body?
That's something Sarai, the farm worker in Illinois, worries about too. She isn't planning to get the vaccine. She says what she's read online made her worry about adverse reactions. But Sarai says if someone she trusted showed her evidence the vaccine is safe, she could change her mind. I'm Christine Herman, Illinois Newsroom.
This story was co-reported by me, Dana Cronin, in partnership with Side Effects Public Media, Harvest Public Media, and the Midwest Center for Investigative Reporting. And finally, in your forecast today, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says it'll be sunny but colder today with a high of 26 degrees. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with a high of 32 degrees and a chance of rain or snow showers after midnight. And for Sunday, cloudy with a high of 38 degrees. That's it for today. 217 Today is produced by Olivia Butts. Reporting today contributed by Jim Meadows, Hannah Meisel, Christine Herman, and myself. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Dana Cronin. Brian Moline will be back on Monday. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you again on Monday.